And now, What the Fed with technologist John Cofrancesco.
When Chris Rowley, the GSA's chief data officer, looked out at his organization, he knew they had a problem. Despite the fact that the General Service Administration is one of the most important agencies in the federal government, with more than 12,000 employees, a budget of $26 billion, and another contracting budget of $66 billion, they didn't have the ability to do analysis over their own data. This, for him, was shocking. So he committed himself and his team to fixing this issue. He knew that the system would have to have three raw capabilities. First, it would need to be cloud-based. Cloud enables scalability and drives down cost. Second, it would need to be based on open source technology. With the rise of Red Hat and other such capabilities, he knew that by building open source, he'd be able to keep the costs down and bring together very high-tech capacities. Third, he needed interoperability. Interoperability is this idea that he could hot swap technologies as new capabilities came out and old ones became redundant. Really, he was thinking about AI and ML. So he reached out to the market and he engaged with a series of companies, but one in particular, Acuity Systems, and they went out and they built this system. They built what became Data to Decisions. And when you think about Data to Decisions, this is really important because it was a fundamental and paradigm shift to how they did their business at GSA. Historically, they couldn't answer simple questions like, how many employees are retiring? Or how many employees do I need to hire to replace the employees that are retiring? But with Data to Decisions, they could do that. But that's not why I'm telling you this story today. I really want to focus on this story for a separate reason. As many of you know, most IT projects fail in the government, but this one was a success. And what they've done with Data to Decision is something that's really unique in the market. They've shared this capability, not just with the GSA, but with any agency that wants it. And so rather than your agency having to create a new data platform out of whole cloth, they can simply go to D2D and go ahead and borrow that capability to use it for their own reasons. So as you think about your agency and wanting to become more data-driven in your decision-making, think of Chris Rowley, think of GSA, and go to D2D.
That was What the Fed with technologist John Cofrancesco.